and the NASDAQ as well. As the opening bell sounds on Wall Street this morning, the Dow is up 76 points. More details, srnnews.com.
Hey, pet parents. With Progressive's collision coverage, you get extra protection for your cat or dog, because there's nothing worse than seeing your pet hurt.
Like when you see their face after accidentally stepping on their tail, and you say, "I'm so sorry, Mr. Pickles." But as you kiss his nose and rub his little belly welly, you know Mr. Pickles is thinking, "You betrayed me."
Anywho, Progressive pays up to $1,000 in vet bills if your pet is injured in an auto accident. Learn more at Progressive.com and watch where you step. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Collision coverage subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
This is Dennis Prager. And now a truly exciting new benefit. My monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. For an hour each month, get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. I'll be answering your questions. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Alabama's personal injury attorney, me, Johnny Adams of the Johnny Adams Law Firm. Stay weather alert, everyone.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our temperatures are starting to moderate and at least another day or two of dry weather. Today's a pretty good day with a sun and cloud mix and a high temperature up to about 76. Tonight, not quite as cold as it has been. Overnight low temperature down to about 50. Tomorrow's high near 80 on Thursday with a good bit of sun. The risk of showers and thunderstorms holding off till late Thursday night, and then widespread rain and storms on Friday. Periods of showers and storms Saturday and Sunday. Some of those could be on the strong side, and potentially heavy rainfall totals again. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Some roads in Montgomery County are getting a facelift thanks to county and federal funds. The Montgomery County Commission recently approved 34 road projects. The $6.8 million funding provides for over 59 miles of paving and repairing roads that need it most. The Alabama House of Representatives has given the green light to House Bill 238, a controversial piece of legislation that adds a $10.64 tax on every prescription filled in the state. As the bill advances in the legislature, its implications to the detriment of the people of Alabama are being realized. Montgomery police have made an arrest in a February homicide. 25-year-old Lekevic Moss has been charged with murder in the shooting death of Rodtavious Hall on February 16th. Hall was pronounced dead at Baptist East Medical Center that morning after being shot in the 100 block of North Burbank Drive. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Hey, if you are push mowing your yard using an inefficient lawn tractor or your current zero turn spends more time in the shop than mowing your grass, it's time for you to look at a Hustler zero turn lawnmower. Residential mowers from Hustler are built like tanks and drive like sports cars. All Hustler mowers have fabricated welded steel decks. Don't settle on that cheap unit with flimsy stamped decks from the big box stores. Go to Dietzville Ace Hardware and they'll guide you to the right mower for your property and your budget. Find them at Dietzville Ace Hardware, US 31, just north of the Pine Level exit.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-367-6289. 800-367-6289. 800-367-6289.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
I work with unbelievable people. I feel like CBS News, I mean, the people I work with, they're like the platinum people of the industry.
Jill Schlesinger is the Emmy and Gracie Award-winning business analyst for CBS News. We talk about careers in journalism and significant mid-career shifts. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
Views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson, and Ladies of Liberty are here. Sky Mosley as well. Big Dave, G's, Petroff, everybody. Making sure that we go over or out to over half the state of Alabama every day. I hope you are having a good morning. Today is a Wednesday, the 13th. I can't believe how fast this year is going by, but it's the 13th day of March in the year of our Lord, 2024. Ladies, how are y'all?
We're great.
Fantastic.
Awesome. So, Scott, we have to be on our best behavior today.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Well, we can't say words because... we have husbands listening today.
Oh, are both husbands or just one?
Yeah, well, mine listens on Wednesday and because he's in the office.
Uh-huh.
And another husband's listening, and apparently we can't say words like...
What can we not say?
So, well...
Chock full of nuts or anything like that. Coffee. We can't say coffee beans. We can't say cashews, walnuts. We can't say any of those words.
None of those?
So we won't.
Okay. Jared's working from home today, and he was like, Allison, I'll be listening. Keep it mature. And I'm like,
what fun is that?
Sir.
What fun is
so
that?
So let me just go ahead and say this.
Okay.
Boogers.
Yes.
And let me say this. Gumballs.
Gumballs.
Okay, we're done.
Okay.
We're going to be mature the rest of the show.
The rest of the show, we'll do the whole show in British. So, that makes you act
little puppies.
More, it makes you act so much more mature.
I do think that's such a great idea.
Am I what? Is this the day that we're going to do it? Am I speaking in Cockney or am I speaking in British Indian or South African? I think I'm going to choose South African.
South African.
Yep.
Sounds more Australian. South African.
You just end up sounding Russian. It all goes back to Russia.
Well, it's, you know.
Russia.
It's my heritage, probably. Let's check with Sky. Sky Diggity, what's the update? Because I know so many of our listeners want to know. I want to know.
Yes. Cousin Lynn is on the scene at UAB.
Only in Alabama does the sentences start with cousin and then their name.
Is on the scene there at UAB Hospital and on the text message stream. Just about 8:45, Lynn checked in and said, physical therapy is in the room, and they're fixing Cousin Lynn to walk Martha around. So that is excellent. To which Sam replied, get a picture, but this time make sure her gown is closed.
That is important.
And all God's children. children said, amen.
Yeah. And on the third day, God created. No, that's
sweet
a different
Martha.
Thing.
Furthermore, Lynn informs us that the order has been given for Martha to go to a step-down room on the same, on the neurology floor, but more of a regular room just as soon as one becomes available.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Wow. The healing power of the Lord is at work. It's happening, and thank you everyone so much for your mighty prayers. Please continue and believe.
Amen. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
That's very good stuff.
I want to thank Cousin Lynn for being there this morning. He drove all the way up from Auburn.
Cousin Lynn. Do y'all call her? Like, is it her, right? Lynn's a her?
No, Lynn's a he.
Okay. Do you, like, when you're at the family reunion or at Christmas, do you say Cousin Lynn?
Sometimes.
Okay. All right. I'm just making sure. I just need to know how it all works. I'm okay with that. I like it. I like it. It's very Southern.
Great guy.
It is super
Cousin
Southern.
Cousin Lynn, Cousin Larry.
Cousin Nikki.
Other Cousin Larry.
Yeah.
Cousin Diane, Nikki.
Cousin Diane. Cousin Kathy.
Everybody. I think these are real cousins.
They are. Everybody has pitched in so much. You know, I want someone there, particularly in the beginning of this, and someone there all the time, around the clock, just to be there, to pick up information, to advocate, it's very important. And
just to know,
everybody has pitched in so well. What a team. What a group.
Oh, gotcha. Well, okay, it's funny because I have a very important job to manage the iPad and coordinate with Sky when we come in and out of break.
Yes.
So I look at Sky. And it's funny because I can tell in your face. As soon as I see your face in the morning, I can tell. And today there was a glow. But now we have you crying. So let's move on. Carrying on.
I'm an emotional wreck.
Well, thank you, producer Sky and hostess Allison and hostess.
Yeah.
I'm just doing the whole cousin thing. Hostess Abs.
Thanks. Thank you. Is it like Hostess Cupcakes? Because I really like that.
I would call y'all Hostess Cupcakes, but that would be sexist. So, just not doing it.
You know what?
I like cupcakes.
Cupcakes are delicious.
No ho-hos.
And then you'd be a misogynistic pig like people think
Cupos. No ding-dongs. No
poor old.
Sky, that's what we weren't supposed to say today.
You said booger on the show. Yeah. Once you say booger on the show, all bets are off. All right?
We're done.
Okay.
So, do you want to start with a deep question?
Yeah, let's start with a deep question.
Because the future of the country, the future of the republic is, actually it's kind of bleak at this moment in time. And we have all struggled with, how did we get here? What is wrong? What has happened to the United States? How did we go down a road where people have to struggle within themselves between Joe Biden, who is not even there. He is not there, people. And Donald Trump. And Donald Trump is too mean, or Donald Trump doesn't look presidential. What does look... Okay, real quickly. We're not supposed to judge people by the way they look, right?
This is a good discussion.
Right?
Yes.
Right.
And you're supposed to judge them on their abilities, et cetera, the performance of the job that they do, et cetera. So if that is the case, why do so many of the muckety-mucks, the snootity-snoots, the elitist, give us this line? And we've talked about it before. We've talked about it with people running for governor. We've talked about it with people running for the United States Senate. Why do they give us this line of, well, she doesn't look senatorial? He doesn't look presidential. Oh, I just don't like the way it looks. He just doesn't. He doesn't come across as gubernatorial. If we're not supposed to, they're the ones who say don't ever judge by how people look. But that seems to be the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no! This person's going to be the face of the state. They can't. They can't have gone just to a community. Oh, I can't even say it. Community college, or worse, never went to college.
Yes.
I think y'all
Why
are living in 1990-something. Mm-hmm. Because where we are now, everything is judged on the way you look and what you can do. And
what you can do or what you can't do.
Well, I mean, I'm thinking of, you know, the everything's judged on race.
Yeah, so it's how you look and
judged on
what group you're a part of.
How oppressed you are.
Mm-hmm.
Which means maybe, you know, I think the people that have less accolades get mm-hmm. elevated. Mm-hmm. I kind of think
the less deserving get accolades. The least merit are the ones we promote.
Yeah, I kind of think you are where we should be, but I don't think we're there anymore. Does that make sense?
No, it does make sense. And I don't know how we got there. And it's being led by the ones who are elite, unless they know deep in the recesses of their souls, their dark souls, that they're not the best and brightest. Maybe that was inbred out of them. The blue blood has finally affected their intellect, their abilities, etc. And they know that all these lower people are better suited to lead. And maybe that's part of it. It's not, now it's no longer, is. Oh, well, it needs to be one of us. Well, why? Well, because we're us.
Mm.
Because I'm from the right family and I went to the right school. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's a little self-preservation. Look, we know we're not the best, but we're from the best families. We should be in charge. Maybe that's what is happening, is they realize that they have run their course. America was supposed to be about the best and the brightest, and maybe they know they're not. And so they have this deep-seated angst against people who are maybe more gifted. And so what I'm getting at is, why would they defend Joe Biden against Donald Trump? If that's your only two choices, there's no one else in the world. It's Biden versus Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the most mundane task at their house. Who would they hire to move their furniture without breaking it? You only get those two choices. They're hiring Donald Trump. No doubt about it, because they know they can't count on Joe Biden to even remember where the furniture goes, whether it's painting the outside of their house. There's no way you pick Joe Biden. But for the most powerful position in the world, somehow, with those only those two choices, millions of Americans are adamant that they want Joe Biden. Because Donald Trump's a meanie, or Donald Trump had affairs, Donald Trump's a misogynist. You can't be much more misogynist and abusive of women than what we know about Joe Biden.
And so that is where my question comes in, because
okay.
I have noticed for the last couple of weeks, and this particularly with women.
Uh-oh.
To a degree.
Uh-oh.
With
wait,
men.
Wait, wait,
this
wait,
is
wait,
Amy
wait,
Best-Shaver
wait.
Talking. This is Amy Best-Shaver. I'm talking.
You said
we
particularly
go to
with women.
Particularly with women. I've noticed over the last couple of weeks, perhaps it's been over the election cycle, but we're in and out of a lot of places, and so I do a lot of listening. And we travel. And so I have an opportunity to just drink coffee and listen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Or converse with people and just find out where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm left with this big question. So how do you help people who still have Trump derangement syndrome? How do you help people who perhaps don't know about 2,000 and mules? They think Biden is more presidential than Trump. They are willing to overlook Biden's faults. They're willing to ignore perhaps his failure, his giant, colossal failure at the border. They still truly believe that Trump hates women. They're willing to ignore Nikki Haley's NDAs with her lovers. They think it's bad that Trump wants Biden's policies to fail. And they're still listening to CNN and MSNBC, and they're reading those kind of news outlets. And yet they claim, or even watching things like, you know, Katie Britt's rebuttal, thinking that is the greatest thing in the universe that's ever happened because she's a lady, and mm-hmm. or we're going to support Nikki Haley because she's the girl and she's right. the best.
Right.
And you cannot even get past but they don't look presidential. mm-hmm. and they're not as smart as we are. And how can you even consider being in these all unwashed masses of people? And you're left at the end of those conversations asking more questions because I'm having to arrange my face mm-hmm. and I'm just making notes. And I think, how do we help our brothers and sisters who are still, we all were red-pilled at some point. But how do we help the people who think they know more than everybody else and they come across like they know more than mm-hmm. everybody else? And you're like, are you actually living in? They think COVID was fine.
Yeah, they still don't realize that the jab was fine.
They don't know that what the government did was atrocious and murderous and mm-hmm. all these other. They have no idea what's going on. Where do you even start?
Do you think this is more prevalent with women?
Yes, I do, because we're busy living and doing and having life and taking care of our kids. And you guys are in the yard. And so when you're doing your yard work, you got your earbuds in, mm-hmm. you're having big thoughts. I'm on my ironing board. Allison's in her car. We're like taking in information. Mm-hmm. But if you share that with other people, they're like, what are you talking about? How do you help them, the them that we really need to make
we have to have them.
How do we do that?
I don't know. Maybe Allison. Allison's the latest red pill taker.
Maybe I'm distressed. I'm genuinely distressed.
Before Allison, I'll give you what I thought would work years ago, and I don't know if it does. We'll be back.
Is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota of Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due assignment. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage. Plus tax, tag, title, and $995 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system in the state and provide critical peer-to-peer health care programs specifically tailored for veterans that no private clinics in the state offer. Alabama's nearly 400,000 veterans and their families have faithfully taken care of our nation. Now it's time to give them the health care access they've earned. Pass House Bill 197 and Senate Bill 135 now.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Right now, you're being placed under arrest for DUI.
You can't rewind a bad choice.
9 heel-to-toe steps, arms at your side. Count out loud. You may begin.
Yes, officer.
1, 2, 3.
3.
Can you step out of the car, please?
I don't understand you.
I said you've had a lot to drink. Are you okay to drive?
Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by Adecoletz.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health.
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Stop women's suffrage. Stop women's suffrage. Stop women's suffrage.
You know what we suffer through?
What?
Scott.
Putting up with men. Do y'all remember there was a few guys a few years ago who went to the college campuses, especially the pointy-headed college campuses, and set up their little tent and with the signs that says Stop Women's Suffrage, and girl after girl after girl after girl signed on to the...
I mean, unfortunately or fortunately, one.
But those girls are out in the world today voting for Joe Biden, mad at the free markets, mad at capitalism, down with the patriarchy, the whole nine yards. But when they were in college, they were signing the petition to stop women's suffrage. And they're smarter than we are, and they will let you know it.
Mm. Oh, boy. That's my favorite.
Is when they let
when
you know
they
it.
Let you know they're... The name dropping, the we've been here, we've been there, we're so much smarter than you
right.
are.
We are more worldly, more cosmopolitan
absolutely.
Than you.
So
and
what's the question? The question is how do we help outwit, outplay, outlast when you are listening to people that you absolutely love, or maybe you're just snooping because you're in a hotel lobby and so you're just listening to people talk, or you're in a coffee shop and you're listening because you can't help it. You're on your computer, but you're also aware.
Right.
It doesn't matter. It seems to be all around us that I know when it comes to marketing, there's the first 1-2% that sign on, then 10%. Then you've got the third, and then the end as far as how that marketing breaks down. Okay. So maybe we're like the red pillars and we're like jumping into... Okay, guys, come on, let's do this. Like, pay attention.
We're throwing the red pills at them.
We're throwing the red pills at them, and they're like, we don't want those. What?
Right.
How do we help people relearn how to think? Agreeing that the foundation is the gospel, agreeing that the hope for the world is in Christ, agreeing that that is our bedrock. I mean, maybe it's that people think that their Aristotle's golden mean is still a thing, and we can come to some sort of agreement and resolution, when reality is there's either... God or the world? Which worldview are you going to go with? How do we help them? How do we help reshape their thinking? Because you ask questions to kind of diagnose the situation, and they think...
They just miss the mark completely. You can't even get going.
And then would actually consider actually voting for Biden, for example, willing to overlook his faults, willing to overlook that his own daughter said by her own hand, I took showers with my dad. My dad took showers with me. Willing to overlook all of Hunter's faults because Trump doesn't look presidential, and he's a mean, misogynistic pig, and he hates women.
Right. So here's what I thought. I used to think, and I don't know if this is right, and this may be a little bit of the difference between men and women. I used to believe that you could just show this works and this does not. It would be almost like you're working in the workshop or you're in a science lab and you say, okay, look, if I mix this, this, and this together, or if I put this on this piece of equipment, this happens. And I thought that showing, okay, look, the free market actually has freed more people from poverty than any other economic system. Capitalism has freed more people from poverty than any other economic system in the history of the world. You would think that showing people that...
Or their murder rate. Yeah, 120 million people.
Yes. Yes. Or any of those things. That communism has killed more people than any other political system. Those sorts of things. Or even looking at a policy on a state level or a local level. Being softer on crime never made criminals quit being criminals. Letting people out early doesn't work. Allowing... more liberalism into the school or less Christianity in the schools doesn't make the schools safer, nicer. You can't make people stop bullying if you tell them all that they evolved from the sludge and they don't have any future afterlife. People don't get better, don't get nicer. I really thought observation and common sense, that all I had to do was, hey, here's the data. Mm. Hey, here's the proof that more people being armed with firearms doesn't make it more dangerous, mm-hmm. that sort of thing. But I've given up on that when it comes to women. I think there's a better chance with men than women, and I think it's partially the emotional tie, because I think men are more likely to, number one, be in jobs where this worked, this didn't. Mm-hmm. If it didn't work, I'm going to be out here for two more weeks.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We're going to be standing in the rain. We're going to have to try to fix the bridge. It's going to take me 2 days to tear all that out and put it back in to try to make it work. Where a lot of women don't have those occupations. And my experience is that women are more likely to say, and they will get really kind of twisted up and they'll say, they won't say they necessarily see it, but they'll revert back to, but I don't want it to be that way. Mm. I just want people to be happy. I just, it shouldn't be. It should be that if we just give everybody some apples, they'll all make apple pie. Mm. They won't just take them and throw them in the river. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so I think maybe there's a little bit of that emotional tie that people want to act like is not real. But my experience many, many times has been when I get that lady backed into a corner, is, you know, in a debate, they will finish with the, but I just want people to be happy. Mm-hmm. And if that's where they are and that's where everything is viewed from, I just want them to be happy. Can't we just all feel good about it? It's hard to ever get them to take the red pill.
Yeah, I think, again, you're back in the 90s of hoping that data points and mm-hmm. actual truth matters. And, mm-hmm. it, you know, the whole worldview that's coming out of the left right now and taking over our colleges and our homes, they don't care about data points anymore. They care about the emotion and your perceived reality and what you experienced. Mm-hmm. And the problem with women is that you say... you think about this kind of philosophy when you think of women, but who mm-hmm. is really running the households right now? It's the women. And then the husbands mm-hmm. who don't have time to research because they're out trying to, you know, provide for their family, listen to their wives. And so now they're sweeping all the men up in this madness that
has
no basis in reality. It's really scary. So I'll tell you where I think we're headed on the other side, and people aren't going to like it. You're going to love it though, Scott.
We'll be back.
Raised up in promises, she couldn't help thinking that there was a little more life somewhere else. After all, it was a great big world.
Hi there.
there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. It's true. Rates aren't as low as they have been for the past couple of years, but there are still many homeowners that could benefit from refinancing their current mortgage. There are a lot of things in life that are out of our control, but your mortgage rate is not one of them. If you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, then you owe it to yourself to give us a call.
Adjustable rate mortgages make sense for some people in stable markets, but in this wild, ever-changing rate environment, it only makes sense to secure a fixed interest rate. A fixed interest rate will give you the peace of mind that your rate is locked. Your rate will not be subject to change with the political and economic tides.
At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can personalize your term. We offer 8-year to 30-year mortgages and everything in between. Grab your mortgage statement and give us a call.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
How do you know once you pass that family and friends will get what you promised and that someone won't destroy or replace your will or trust with a fake one? How many copies of your will do you have, and do your loved ones know where it is? Every time you change your will, you have to copy, distribute, and have it notarized. Put a stop to all of this at SecureAWill.com, where your important documents like last will, trust, or goodbye letter are stored until your passing. Then they send your info to whomever you've requested. You'll be 100% safe with voice biometrics and their new video signature. Visit them at secure-a-will.com.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Montgomery's favorite Italian restaurant is looking for a few great people. If you like to work in a fast-paced, fun environment, this may be for you. Zaza is hiring all positions, front of the house and back of the house. You can expect competitive pay and to be treated like family. Apply online at ZazaSeriousItalian.com or in person at 130 Commerce Street, Tuesday through Friday between 3 and 5. Zaza Serious Italian in the alley downtown.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate, 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro, Pest Pro Services.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Got a lot of jobs to do this spring? Save now on Kubota's BX23S tractor, loader, and backhoe combo at Capital Tractor and check off that to-do list. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've been enjoying a string of pretty nice days this week, but we do have a late-week storm system on the way. Today, though, the warming trend continues, high 76 with a good bit of sun mixed in with some clouds. The nights are also starting to moderate. Tonight's low down to about 50. We'll be near 80 on Thursday with a good bit of sun. The risk of scattered showers and storms returning after midnight on Thursday night. Widespread rain and storms on Friday and periods of showers and storms over the weekend. Rainfall totals could be excessive. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations. Since we began in 1906, at CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson. The ladies of Liberty are here. Don't forget our friends over at 1819news.com. Check out the website. Find out what's going on in the state of Alabama, not only in the legislature, but sports, opinions, all those sorts of things, 1819news.com. So we're trying to figure out what we do with the folks that we know need to take the red pill. And they just, I don't know how you get them there. And to be honest, many of them are women, college-educated women. And I don't know if it's because they refuse to listen to shows like this one. I don't know what it is. So I'm looking to the ladies of Liberty.
We have names, Scott.
Oh, we're back to
back to that.
I'm looking to Allison today, and Amy Beth Shaver with no hyphens.
Thank you. Thanks, Scott. My theory is it has to become personal. And I don't know what...
So the wolf has to be at the door.
Yes. I don't know what it's going to take, because to me, you just go to the grocery store and you see the wolf.
And the wolf is there. Mm-hmm. Right.
You go to the gas pump, which today somebody just texted me and said gas is up 15 cents in Homewood today from yesterday. Like, you just look at the gas pump.
It was like 269 or 271 like 3 weeks ago.
What?
And now it's, I think it was 319 yesterday.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, to me, that is the wolf. It mm-hmm. doesn't take many more data points than that.
Right.
But I don't know.
To take that point one step further, I agree with you. I think, you know, going back to COVID even and looking at all the people that are dying suddenly, how can you ignore that? Yeah. Or how can you ignore people that we all know who have some kind of weird cancer?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what they did, and maybe that's a contributing factor. Like, you look at COVID and that wolf is right there staring you in the face, and you're going to look away because maybe it's too hard to look inside. I don't know. Or looking at the border, maybe it's not personal enough, because you're right, Allison. Maybe it's not personal enough, but like, you've had experience with that. We know what that's like, and they're willing to overlook that. They're willing to overlook a girl. Like, in the last 10 days, horrific things have happened to young girls.
Mm-hmm.
And to young people, and we're overlooking that because Trump doesn't look presidential.
Mm-hmm.
And he's mean. And I'm like, so here are my two thoughts that I've had so far this morning, because I really couldn't go to sleep until I wrote down all my questions. And I don't know the answer, but I've had two thoughts, and maybe it's hearkening back to what Rush used to say. Number one, we have to retrain our brain to look at policy and not personality.
You mean Americans in general?
Americans in general. We are so drunk on personality. We have to, even perhaps before that, start back with what my friend Larry says. We all say it, but Larry says it. It's his podcast name. Ideas have consequences,
mm-hmm.
number one. So then if that's the case, then we're going to go look at the results of somebody's policy. We got two people, neither are ideal, but what are their policies, mm-hmm. and what are the results of their policies? Mm-hmm. Look with a naked eye at both of them. I don't know how you can come to the conclusion that Demented Joe is better
right.
at policy, because we're voting not for the person who is going to do the least amount of evil, or the least evil person, but who will do the least amount of evil.
Mm-hmm.
And then do we go to this next point? Do we drop breadcrumbs and ask questions at the same time? So if they have mm-hmm. a supposition like the police and guns are bad, and look at all the people mm-hmm. that have mm-hmm. guns and they shoot people, or police shoot only black people. No. Have you seen Heather McDonald's article on the Heritage Foundation's that City Journal?
Right.
Have you seen that? Have you taken a look at that?
Right.
Leave it.
Yeah, so you're saying the asking the question thing, yeah. where you already know the answer. That is a very good strategy. You already know the answer, and you're like, you play the, yes, you're smarter than I am. Oh, I wish you would explain it to me. I'm a little confused. What does this mean?
Yes, that's exactly what I mean.
And force them to look at the article and try to explain it to you, or look at the issue and try to explain it to you, so maybe they learn from it.
Yes.
And maybe that's a good strategy. Because
that's the only thing I could
come to. You can't tell them they're wrong, because they will automatically say, or if you say, hey, look, here is this article I saw, you have to be questioning it, because their first response will be, well, that's a right-wing article. I can't trust anything
exactly.
in that right-wing
exactly.
article. Maybe that is the case. I mean, I don't know. So, Allison, what what was the defining, I mean, so you used to be a little more liberal.
I don't like
know if you
the
were
word liberal.
Progressive?
I was a little more...
Kinder and gentler?
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted people to be happy.
I just...
But kind of what shook you out of that?
I was a little more fairer.
Fairer, right.
I don't know if that's a word, but...
For fairness.
I was for fairness.
Okay.
And I was... But the Constitution says we can't have religion in schools.
Right, right.
And what, I mean, I just wrote down as Amy Beth was talking, what convinced me is, are we better off? We are not.
Right.
We are not. Our children are not.
We did all these things. We tried all these things, they said, and things didn't get better.
Right. We are worse off. Our wallets are worse off. Our children are worse off. Our marriages are worse off.
Uh-huh.
You can't name one thing.
See, so you looked at it the way I thought people would look at it.
Right. With a blind eye, like a naked eye.
Working?
Apprising
right.
the circumstance.
But I'm a dork. I'm an engineer that goes, you know what? These data points aren't matching up. The graph is not rising.
I relate to that, and I think women, I feel like a dork too, because like I feel like a dork.
You are dorks.
We are dorks.
Yeah.
Yes, that relates to me, because you look at it logically and you go, this doesn't wash.
But it still will work, because the data point just has to come into their kitchen, which is funny. Okay,
so you got to get the wolf
home.
Into the kitchen.
Yeah. The data point has to hit their child.
Right.
For me, I can just observe out there.
Right.
But I think that's the key. But this is the controversial part that I'll say, and
right.
I can't believe I'm going to say it. I think I've said it before.
Mm-hmm.
But liberal white women and some moderate Republican women are killing America right now. And so, I mean, we were joking about...
Sorry, I don't understand.
Okay.
No, she doesn't. Liberal white women are killing America right now. That needs to be a promo.
Somebody got that.
I mean, Siri is telling me that I cannot say that maybe I would give up my right to vote if it would save America.
Because right now, the way women are leading, it is not looking good.
Yeah.
We were never meant to. I don't know. I mean, you go back to the garden. Mm. What was it? Eve wanted to be in control. She wanted to have the knowledge. She wanted to be able to set the narrative. She wanted to be able to say, I know better. And that's what liberal white women are doing right now, and we are way worse off.
Yeah, I mean, I love that, because I heard somebody say about 6 or 8 weeks ago in the garden, when it came to the tree, she had to run past all the abundance that God provided to get to that one thing she couldn't have. And he didn't say you couldn't have it forever. He just said you can't have it. He didn't give a time frame on it. But that's what we do, right? We run past abundance for that one thing. And that's exactly right. Women are... Oh, my word.
Women classically think they know better.
It says that we want to rule over our husbands, and then they will want to dominate us.
I fight my betterness every day, Scott.
Red Top will be up next, so will Eric the Dog. We'll be back.
Big iron on his head. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw, loose and running, came the whisper from each lip. And he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River Region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Whole house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offering anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's, at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
When your tax refund comes, put it on the floor and walk on it. Revitalize the look and feel of your home with new floors from Prattville Carpet. With faster and better service than the big box stores and luxury vinyl planks starting as low as $4.99 per square foot, you'll enjoy that tax refund turned flooring every single day.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Dial 285-8117 or visit PrattvilleCarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
What's new in the world of window treatments? I'm Ben here with Just Blinds in Prattville with the answer. Motorization, and more motorization options than ever before. Any window treatment we offer at Just Blinds can easily be motorized and customized to your preferences, including shades, blinds, drapery, and yes, even shutters. All easily programmed to your smartphone and essentially any brand of home automation system. To learn more about motorization options, visit us at Just Blinds in Prattville or online at gojustblinds.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Breaking news.
We're going to your breaking news. Welcome to the program, everybody.
Raise your hands. House lawmakers just passed a bill to force TikTok's Chinese owner to sell the app or face a ban in U.S. stores.
Really?
Wait, yeah. What?
Oh.
House lawmakers just passed a bill to force TikTok's Chinese owners to sell the app or face a ban on U.S. app stores. But its fate is in the Senate, and that's another story.
Yeah,
that just happened.
165 days to... sell the app.
Yeah, those evil Chinese TikTokers are not censoring exactly the way we want them to.
That is such a good, we need to have this.
We'll have that discussion.
Yeah, we do. This is a good
and
one.
And I bet Big Dave has a lot to say about it, too.
So do I want fairness or do I want continuity? I'm going with fairness.
I feel like fairness is the most important thing. So let's go out to Red Top.
He is asserting
his... Hey, Red Top, what's up?
Good morning, folks. Guys, y'all have some antiquated ideas about women.
Really? I knew Red Top was going to be on topic.
Very antiquated. This is 20th century misogynism from both ends of you guys. I'm surprised.
Really? Tell us what we're wrong about, Red Top. Instead of just using cliches, tell us what was wrong about our assessment.
Ad hominem attacks. Let's start with facts, please, and stop attacking people. Give us your actual defense, please. Go.
Let me tell you what. I have a lot of very important people as customers, and y'all remind me very much.
That doesn't matter. What matters is you defend your argument. What is your argument, and why are arguments antiquated? Defend that. You said it. Defend it.
Y'all don't represent a current reality. You're not.
All right, what is the current reality in voting in America? If are we wrong about college-educated white women vote for liberalism, Marxism, big government, and they are the reason we are lurching into the abyss of socialism is liberal white women? How is that not true?
That is not true because there's almost as many men marching to the same drum. Look at Black Lives Matter. How many white men were in that movement? How many?
That's
white
still a small.
Men?
That is a smaller percentage of men than white women. Look, all the stats prove that out, Red Top. You just have to. I mean, that's just the way it is. It's a fact. Why do you think all the things? Just the other day, we were talking about whether or not Katie Britt's response to the State of the Union address was designed to reach suburban white women.
Well, obviously she's got a touch too because she didn't reach them. She didn't make a very good showing of herself.
Well, I will agree on that part.
It is 20th century, guys. This is the 21st century. You guys got to grow up and get into the future. I am more like the people in their 20s than I am people even in their 50s. And damn sure ain't like nobody in their 70s. So,
all right.
I am a new man, and I'll tell you one thing. Both of these parties better get off their ass because a lot of people ain't going to show up at the polls. They're not grabbing the younger generation because they're all on TikTok. And you ban TikTok, ain't nobody going to vote this country. And just by putting it in the hands of an American company, it's not going to be any better.
All right, will you at least agree with my premise that the problem the federal government has with TikTok is they're having a difficult time telling them what they should allow, what they should promote, and what they should censor? And if it is an American company, they have more control. Yep.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree. And but you know what? This is very typical of Americans. So let's let 20 million people in. Oh, gosh, we got a problem. So let's have TikTok be the most popular app in the world and let it go on. How long has TikTok been in the market? 15 years?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't know.
What do you ladies fact check that for me if you can? Because I know you're real
It was Musical.ly. I remember my kids being in middle school, and Musical.ly is what it started out as, and then TikTok bought it. That's
really
at least 10 years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. So, it says that TikTok was created by ByteDance, released September of 2016.
Wow. Well, they have kicked ass in 8 years, gotta admit. You can't tell me the U.S. government didn't see this coming. And it's probably instrumental in its exercise. Both sides are